A proposed change to the country's food stamp program could impact 11% of the Arizona households that use it. That's according to a new analysis from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the policy research firm Mathematica. Right now, some states, including Arizona, use what's called broad-based categorical eligibility. That means people who qualify for welfare under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF program, are automatically enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. But the U.S. Agriculture Department is proposing to limit eligibility for that program. With me to talk more about the analysis of which states would be most affected is Sarah Laufer, Senior Research Programmer at Mathematica. And Sarah, what exactly were you looking for in this analysis?
So I wouldn't go as far as to say that we were looking for something specific. Our reason for this analysis was to provide access to the data at a state level so that states could really come in and take a look at how it impacts them specifically.
So let's talk about what you found. Overall, 9% of SNAP households in the U.S. would be affected by this rule. Can you sort of put that into context for us in terms of how many people we're talking about and what kind of impact that might have on those households?
Sure. So there are about 21.5 million people or households on SNAP right now, and about 1.9 million households would lose benefits. That looks like about 3.6 million individuals within those households. And so what that means is that they would just lose access to resources that they use for purchasing food for their families.
Now, in terms of Arizona, the percentage was a little higher. You found 11% of SNAP households would be affected. Obviously, that's fewer people because it's one state as opposed to the whole country. But I'm curious what you make of the fact that the percentage in Arizona is higher than the national average.
So the way that broad-based categorical eligibility works as a policy is that it is a state option. They're allowed to confer eligibility for SNAP benefits based on TANF eligibility requirements. So with that, it means that each state has a little bit different of a policy. So the reason that Arizona was impacted more highly than the national average is because they tend to have a more expansive BBCE policy.
So it's more the fact that it's the policy is more inclusive, allows more people in, so that if this new policy were to go into effect, there are more people who are currently getting it that could lose it.
Yes, exactly.
Is that the same in other states? Because Arizona was one of the higher percentages of states that could be affected here.
Yep. So broad-based categorical eligibility is an option, and not all states have decided to enact it for their state. So there are about 11 states that did not have BBCE policies looking at the data that we're using. So this is in 2016. So Arizona just happened to have a bit more expansive of a policy.
How do you hope that state leaders, either here in Arizona or elsewhere, will use this data when they're deciding what to do?
So when deciding how to react if this regulation were to go through, the resource that we put together really just provides an obvious understanding of how many people would be impacted as well as how many households. And you can break that down by household characteristics. So looking at which groups of people would be most heavily impacted.
Yeah, so let's talk about that in Arizona. And I have the numbers in front of me here. And it looks like of the 11% overall, 6% of those households are in poverty, 11% have children, 16% of them have some kind of household earnings coming in. What does that tell you about who these folks are who would be affected?
Sure. So the percentages are a little bit different than what you described. So what it's showing is the percent of all SNAP households within this household characteristic that would be impacted. So we're seeing higher effects for households that have earnings and households with elderly individuals, those being 16% and 14% respectively.
If this new policy were to go into effect, would those households, do you think, be impacted differently than others?
So all of the households impacted would no longer meet the eligibility requirements, and so they would lose their benefits altogether. The reason that households with earnings are more heavily impacted is because they tend to have a bit of a higher income, so they wouldn't meet the gross income cutoff that's set at the federal level. And then the reason elderly individuals tend to be impacted more highly is because they have a bit more in savings on average, so they would not be eligible through the asset requirements at the federal level.
But presumably some of those households would be able to apply for SNAP individually, right? Even if it's not the broad-based automatic eligibility based on the TANF program. And some of those, I would imagine, would still qualify, right?
So they actually wouldn't qualify. So what we're showing here is those who would not qualify at the federal level, unless there is a policy mitigating the effects of BBCE, all of these households would be ineligible based on federal requirements.
Was there anything in what you found that surprised you?
I think just being able to visualize it across the board at the state level, I found very interesting. You can really get a feel of which states have more expansive policies compared with those that do not enact BBCE policies. So seeing where the impact really lies.
Sarah Laufer is a senior research programmer at Mathematica.